When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Just eating my beef jerky. What's up?
Yeah, you are just chomping down the jerky.
It's my new thing.
You won't look. You look. But the way you're eating it is very.
That's well, chewy, it's, but
that's one thing about. Well, that's one thing about when you eat jerky. It's very barbarian looking. You're savage.
It's like, but
savage.
Seriously, it's like. You know how many calories are in this thing? Like, there's 2 servings in a bag, right? There's 80 calories per serving. So there's only 160 calories in this bag.
In a whole bag.
Yeah,
how many chunks
protein.
Are in there? Is it pretty healthy?
Yeah, dude, look how big that sucker is. And it's this one, some of them have more salt in it. So if you do have a salt issue, obviously you need to be careful. But this one is 95 milligrams of serving, so 200 milligrams of salt in the bag.
That's really nothing.
Is that like
I
a teaspoon of jerky?
I know. Jerky's making a comeback, dude.
It is?
Yeah, big time. I'm bringing it back.
But you're right. It has to be the good jerky. It can't just be.
No, you can't buy like the nasty preservative gross stuff.
Yeah,
no,
it's like
gotta be like
eating an old
minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
It'll make my eyes swell shut just looking at it.
No, there's only 200.
Salt.
This one's sort of. What is it, Jan?
Oh, well, you know. Okay, you know how we asked for feedback a while back. We did.
You idiot! Never do that.
No, you know, I didn't ask for it. We did it. Remember, you're the one who said, hey, everybody.
No, you told me to, and I, of course, will never listen.
It's Autumn's fault. I would never open myself up to that.
No, only a fool would do that.
Well.
Work in a vacuum.
Well, you know what? I have been in a vacuum my entire life, and now someone hates me.
Just one person?
Well, I'm sure there's more, but I came across one that I because this was too. You know how we ask for questions.
Someone hates me.
No, it's just it kind of made me sweat.
Oh.
But you know how we ask for questions for the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
so I peruse it and go, you know, try and get a variety of different questions
okay,
for each podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's one, and it said, and I don't know why. It stuck out because we get a lot, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, it just said feedback. And I went, oh, okay.
Oh, you fool.
Yeah, anyway, so it said, hi, Jillian.
Oh.
I heard on your podcast today you asked for feedback. I filled out the survey on one podcast, but it was just about how we listen, not show feedback.
Oh, interesting.
So then she talked about, you know, a lot about what she likes about the show. She loves you and what you do. And
oh,
then it said,
she does.
Came to this paragraph and said, okay, now I don't fire me because I'm telling you this.
Well, I was already planning on doing that, so this is... Did you not tell her this is her last show?
No. Is this my last show? Well, then I'm going to go for broke. It says, okay, this is from Anne. She says, I don't know how to say this in a gentle and respectful way.
Oh.
But the bottom line is, oh. This just makes me cry. I'm sick of Janice interfering with your greatness.
I agree.
It seems like she has a mad crush on you.
Oh,
she's constantly teasing you, flirting with you, and egging you on. Oh. Maybe she should do that on her own time, but this is our time with you.
Whoa.
She eggs you on because she knows your triggers and how to set you off and get a rise out of you. Oh. She is desperate, lonely, and it's uncomfortable to listen to her relentless flirting and attention getting from you.
Oh, my God.
Does Heidi hear this thing she says?
Let's get Heidi on the phone.
It's been getting worse. It's been getting worse since you were on tour.
Oh.
I think she's bringing you down and distracting you. Mm. I like your friendship, but she needs to rein it in and get her own therapy. For example, when you start a wonderful segment, I'm so interested.
It goes on?
And then by the time she's through with you, you are too irritated to tell what you've prepared. I'm bummed because I've missed your greatness.
Wow.
My heart goes out to her, but she needs to get some professionalism. Oh. I hope she doesn't read this email and delete this.
Okay, let me see it. What's her name?
Anne.
Okay, Anne. Let me be very clear.
But she loves you.
No, hold on. I just want to address her seriously.
Okay.
I'm going to address her seriously. Anne, please understand that... I'm being serious. It's a heart attack. I'm not going to be a douche. Anne... Please understand that Janice and I are very good friends. We've been very good friends for a long time. I personally feel that she contributes significantly to the podcast because she adds levity, humor, a heartfelt relatability, and I would say the majority of the listeners truly love her, many at this point more than they value me. I swear to God, people freaking love you. I don't know why. And no, it's true. I swear to God, they love you. They want to know if you're coming on tour. They love you. And what Janice contributes, in my opinion, is all the things that I just mentioned. The show would not be the show without her. And while, yes, you're right, I do have a lot of information to share, that's actually not what this show is about. This show is about humanity. It's about humor. It's about relatability. And if you want to hear really good information about losing weight, buy one of my books. You know, go see the Maximize Your Life tour. Go and do one of my DVD workouts. But this show is really just me cutting loose, being me, hanging out with friends, and showing you who I am as a person. So that hopefully you'll go, oh God, you know, I deal with that with my toddler, or I had that same exact struggle with my food the other day, or, ugh, I was dreading the gym and that little tidbit really helped me, or, you know, I felt the same way when that event occurred. And this show is just about being human. This isn't a show about weight loss. And I'm so sorry that many people may have thought that, it is just that, but it isn't. And while that is intertwined in the show, that is not what it's all about. Now, Janice, it's your turn. Haters, congratulations on one of your first haters. And you got to understand, dude, there's a big difference between an opinion and a projection. So it is true. I do ask for feedback, and I do value the feedback of our audience, our fans, and so on, because ultimately the stuff we put out in the world, 99% of it is for them. So working on a line with Kmart, right, for clothes. And they're like, well, what are your concerns? And I said, I want immediate feedback from my customer. I want to know what they thought, how the clothes performed, if it fit them well, how the gear held up, the pieces that they're looking for next season, the ones they want, you know, do they want a dance pant? Do they want a track pant? What colors are they looking for? You know, what fabrics do they like the most? I want immediate feedback because while I'm saying, you know, I wear this pant, this, that, this, the other, this jacket, so on, so on, such and such, you know, what, it's a collaboration between myself and the audience always. And that's what I think has made the brand so successful is that it's always between me and the audience, and it's our co-creation together, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part. But you're always going to get somebody who is having a projection and seeing. So she's like, you're bringing Jillian down. You're this, you're that. Someone in her life has done this to her. She's projecting this. This is not my reality. I do not feel this way. And the majority of our fans, if not all, other than Anne, feel this way.
I interrupt you, though. I must admit, I interrupt you.
And I interrupt you.
Well, but that's a good thing.
No. No. And I interrupt you. Oh, is Heidi on the phone? Oh, good. Hold on. We're going to try to get Heidi on the phone. But I'm going to read you some of my haters in a minute.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Annie, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sweetie, we have a very concerned listener. I would like you to listen, and then if you could please comment on your thoughts and feelings, that would be helpful. Okay, Janice, you're going to have to...
Okay. So, Heidi, Anne thinks that I'm flirting with Jillian and that I am in love with her and that she wants to make sure you hear the show and hear the constant sexual harassment that I put on Jillian. And then that if you're worried and concerned about that, that I'm in love with Jillian.
She just laughs. Heidi just laughs.
Honey, are you going to fight for your woman?
Yeah.
I'm not concerned at all.
I don't know if that's worse or worse for me. She doesn't care enough to fight on that. You're not at all a threat.
Oh, God, Heidi, bless your heart.
Is that all, honey? That's your only response.
I've never thought Janice was flirty.
Janice is in love with me.
No, she's not.
But isn't funny. But isn't that true? Like, isn't that funny how things are interpreted as flirty?
When it's she loves me.
No, stop.
I mean, I think you joke, but
no,
I don't
she wants Annie. She wants me.
She does.
Yes. I think you need
I'll
to come
to
down
pay
here.
Close attention on the tour, I guess.
You'll have to come down here and kick her ass.
That's what got to play. Close
honey,
attention on the tour.
Honey, come down here and make some threats. You pound your chest, honey.
You're a jackass.
Honey, Janice would never do that. She's a very nice lady.
Oh, you are a nice lady.
Oh, for God's sake.
Heidi, bless your heart.
All right, I love you. Goodbye.
Yes. I love you. Bye.
Oh, dear. Anyway, are you want to read some of mine here? I pulled up
no,
some.
No, but doesn't when you get, I mean,
I get them all the time. Here's one. Okay. If you enjoy, right? Here's one. I'm going on iTunes to get these reviews. 1 star. A person talking down to everyone, then this show's for you. By the way, she talks about taking care of your body, and yet she wears those hooker heels that are bad for your feet, legs, and back, etc. Yeah. And by the way, 4 out of 8 listeners found the review helpful. That's what kills me. Here, all right, here's another one. Hang on. Okay, are you ready? This one says, ugh. Not sure how anybody can listen to this mindless drivel. This woman sounds like she's hungover from a night of heavy drinking. How this podcast can be number one on iTunes is beyond me.
Oh,
hang on.
God, Jillian, how can you read that?
Oh, my God, because I found it hilarious. Gross. I heard this show was pretty good. So this one's called Not What I Want to Hear, 1 star. Gross. I heard this show was pretty good. So I log on and listen to the most recent episode, only to hear some lady eating almonds, slurping, spitting, and burping. I am done with this podcast. Okay, wait, here's another one. Tisk, tisk. This is all this one says. And unsubscribe! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Okay, this one just says, 1 star. I'm sure she's a great motivator, but after listening to Going Vegan, that segment is wrought with lack of data and misinformation. Buyer beware! Meanwhile, you know, this is free. There's no buyer.
Right, the show's free.
And I'm a certified nutritionist, and I've studied this for years. But, of course, okay. I mean, they go on and on. Wait, hear this one. Are you kidding me? Michaels knows nothing of nutrition and should not give out advice that smacks science in the face. You know, my books are all co-written with doctors. But right. Please educate yourself on issues such as a vegan diet before listening to hyped-up personal trainer with no professional nutritional training. I'm a certified nutritionist. I highly recommend... And then she puts, like, a bunch of vegan books. And that's it. So, I mean, but here's another one. Such a blowhard. This is a great podcast. If you like opinions, screamed at you! What a blowhard! Exclamation mark. I mean, okay. Hold on, girl. Nonsense. This podcast is nonsense. This is my point. You go on Amazon. Like, they go on for days. But then at the same time, are you ready? We have on iTunes a 4.5-star rating out of 5. We have 946 all 5-star ratings. And we have 91-star ratings. So that my point is, who are you going to listen to? 950 people or 90 people?
No, you're right. And we always get drawn to the negative.
But, by the way, there's one in there. There were a few reviews in there that I did listen to, and they were like, she's really getting away from all the health and wellness advice. And so what did I do? I was like, okay, but you know what? That's not fair. I do need to go back to the roots a little bit. And we did start putting more on probiotics, more on fitness, right. More. Because I was like, that's constructive. That's not, you know, Janice flirts with Jillian, they're eating almonds, you're a moron. Like, there's a difference between somebody projecting and mm-hmm. somebody giving you a constructive criticism. And, you know, when you're someone like me, you get so, this to me, I mean, we sit and laugh our asses off. My friends will literally come over with, like, reviews they've printed out about me and a bottle of wine and just go around the dinner table taking turns reading them.
But
and, like, and they will become the character of Anne and give her, like, a voice and in mannerisms and, like, it's hilarious. I'm not kidding. Like, Jimmy Kimmel does a whole thing with celebrities now where he'll have them come on and read some of the haters that post to them on Twitter. And oh my God, he did this one with him and Sofia Vergara where they were going back and forth. And it's like, Sofia Vergara has a man jaw. Sofia Vergara, see if you can Google that audio. It's genius. It's
but
genius.
It doesn't, at some, I mean, maybe when you first started getting bigger in your career, like, didn't it affect you?
It only affects me if there's truth in it. And if there's truth in it. So, for example, like,
but maybe
she doesn't know anything about a vegan diet. Well, I've read a million books and I've talked to a million registered dietitians. Not a million, but I've read a lot of books on the subject. I've talked to many registered dietitians. I work with many endocrinologists and my opinion is my opinion on it. And I'm an animal lover. I'm sorry if it flies in the face of your personal ethics. So, no, I'm looking at this going, okay, this is a person who's an animal lover. I know a lot of very serious animal rights activists. You know, the guy who runs PETA stays in my freaking house, Dan Matthews. My friends Mel and Al are staunch animal rights people. And I get it. You're upset. You don't want to hear that coming out of me because you may feel I have some influence. But the reality is there's a lot of science behind what I'm saying here. And I'm not coming out of left field with the information.
Right.
But
when
you know, you've got to understand there's a price to pay. So
I guess that's it.
There's a price to pay. If you're going to put yourself in the public eye and you're going to say, you know, I'm going to give advice, then you better be prepared for people to be unhappy with the advice you're going to give. And there's good and bad.
Were you prepared for that?
Absolutely. And I do my best. And, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And the more visibility you have, the more responsibility you have. And that's why I do my best to. But people are always, I mean, come on. Remember that article that said I was an actress from the LA Times? It was an op-ed piece. A guy said I was an actress and I had no certifications.
Oh, I saw it mentioned.
Meanwhile, I'm a black belt. I own a sports medicine facility for 5 years. I have 4 certifications, including a nutrition certification, making it 5. And I do continuing education for AFA, which is a trainer certification organization. So, you know, I turned on the LA Times and I was like, okay, I'm going to sue you. And they were like, whoa, and they printed a retraction. But that's the thing. If it's not true, then you're like, all right, that's not true. Here's the truth. And if there's truth to something, then I'm going to go, oh, did I get that wrong? Or maybe I was wrong about that. Or maybe I have gone too far afield. Or maybe I am becoming unrelatable in this way. Like, I'm not putting enough actual information into the show. Mm-hmm. It's become too whatever. And I'll listen to the things where there's truth. That's where, as I said, feedback is important and constructive criticism is key, but you've got to look for a theme. If you read 50 emails out of 100 emails that said the same thing, or 50 emails out of 150 emails that said the same thing, you go, you know, there's a theme here. Okay.
Right.
But, you know, and this is, really, people are so concerned about what others think that it keeps them from being themselves. Meryl Streep said this best, and I never forgot it. She was had just won another frickin' Academy Award at one time, and whichever time that was, and she's won a million times. And she goes, God, you know, I look at these young actresses coming up today in this age of like blogs and internet and cell phones, and I don't know that I ever could have done it. She's like, when I became famous, nobody took a picture of you smoking a joint in the corner. Nobody got on and talked about how horrible you were in this particular role or how your accent was terrible or what a, you know, all these horrible things about you. And she goes, if I had read all that stuff, I don't think I ever could have become me. I would have been so self-conscious that I could never have done what I actually do well. And so you might go, oh, my God, well, I got to stop talking more. I've got to stop. And then the thing that makes our podcast so special or fun, like our dynamic, our energy, we would lose because you would be listening to something that is not
No, relevant. I see what you're saying. You're right. You're right. And I did think that. As soon as I read it, I went, oh, God, I got to start shutting up. Dude. I got to shut up.
But that's what people do in life, though.
Yeah, true.
They allow other people to put their issues onto them, and they internalize them and take those issues on. Mm. And that's where you got to really go, okay, is there truth to this? Yes or no. Is there a theme? Have I heard this before? Yes or no. If there is a theme, if it's something you continually experience or hear, then yes, you need to look at it. But you cannot take on somebody's issues and allow them to rule you when it's, again, as I said, it's their stuff. Did you find it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to this. Okay, this is awesome.
Can we hear that?
Okay, so I want you to get... Okay, this is Sofia Vergara, one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood, okay? And Jimmy Kimmel, who I think is now the most successful host in
yeah, his
in,
ratings
late
are
night,
rocking.
Okay?
Yeah.
These are them reading letters from their haters.
Sofia Vergara, Sofia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we need to cue it up, or do they just get right to it?
You just get right to it.
They get right to it? Here are the real insults pulled from internet comments below.
These, okay, those are for you. These are for me. Are you ready to do this?
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. These are, now again, these are real things that people wrote there. We culled them from various websites, and I will read the comments about you. You read the comments about me.
Okay.
And we'll trade off. We'll go back and
watch
forth,
this.
Okay?
This is okay.
But
you
we should
go
do
first.
This together.
Okay.
And, don't, yeah.
It's not me. It's written here.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I hate Jimmy Kimmel. He has squinty eyes and a gape mouth that never really closes.
Yeah. That one I actually agree with, but...
Not that bad.
Here's one about you. If only Sofia Vergara was a mute, her voice rings in my ears. Yeah.
I've been said worse things than
yeah.
that.
You got one about me? Yeah.
I have never liked Kimmel, and I still don't. He's such an unfunny creep.
Yeah. Sofia Vergara has an amazing body, but the face not so much.
Wait, hold on.
I find Kimmel to be the most smug, unlikable host in the late night. I don't see how anyone can stand to watch him.
Sofia Vergara has a man jaw. LOL, it's just something that annoys me. Girl is ugly and has a more annoying voice than Fran Drescher.
Jimmy Kimmel is a who isn't funny at all. Sometimes his existence made me want to kill him, literally.
Sofia Vergara, has anyone checked for a penis? These are from the internet.
For sure bigger than yours.
Okay, that's yeah. Sofia Vergara.
Okay,
one of the most beautiful women in the freaking world.
But
get over
she,
it.
But did you see that she was affected a little bit, and then she got into it though. At first, she was a little bit like,
I know, Mama. But yeah. It's like, you know, somebody who. And by the way, here's one more thing for you. The reality is, the psychology of the internet. People don't ever take to the internet to be like, God, I love love you. It's very rare that they go on and go, I just love you and think everything's great. No, when you're satisfied with something, you tend to be satisfied with something. The internet lends itself to this kind of thing. And by the way, people who are more unhappy, this is another metaphor for life. People who are more unhappy in life tend to complain more and be more vocal. People who are more satisfied don't feel the need to be like, I'm so happy with my pancakes. Can you bring the manager over and the chef? I want to just say, mother of God, these are good. Like, no. But if they're unhappy, then of course, like, I hate my service. I hate this place. I hate my... That's the point.
Right. And it's like a workplace. You know, when you have your yearly with the boss and they list the stuff.
Don't take on other people's stuff. Don't take on other people's stuff.
Okay? Yeah.
You love me. You love my body. I have to say that I am really glad that we have an Audible spot again. You know why?
Why?
Because I finally read a new book. I read a book called The Bone Season. It was a New York Times bestseller, but it's like this kind of, it's sort of Hunger Games-y, kind of Twilight-y, sort of, but it was...
Vampires with bows and arrows.
No vampires. Clairvoyance.
Oh.
Yeah, with bows and arrows. All right, guys, so you know what Audible is. They've got over 150,000 titles in every genre you could possibly hope for, and they're giving our listeners a free audiobook and a 30-day trial just by signing up at audiblepodcast.com/exercise. That's audible, audiblepodcast.com/exercise. audiblepodcast.com/exercise. Go check it out. And I got to tell you, audiobooks are expensive, especially if you get them elsewhere. So take advantage. So listen to this. I was filling out this, like, sort of blanket interview for the tour, right?
Okay.
And they kind of send you, like, these, like, 15 standard questions that an interviewer from a local paper might ask you, and they'll sort of shoot out those answers so they can create an article out of it for smaller publications and what have you. And one of the questions got me thinking. And it said, how has having kids changed your ideas about health and fitness, or health and wellness, or whatever, health, etc. And, you know, before I had kids, my answer were always kind of these blanketed tips. Get your kids into a sport. And I still think that's a great tip. You know, make sure that they associate the healthy behavior with something they aspire towards or something that they, identify with. Like Luke Skywalker eats broccoli to use the Force. You know, I do that all the time with her and, like, Katy Perry and what have you. But you know what the real answer is? At the end of the day, I really don't need to do a ton of manipulating. I can't, you know, the baby, he's not there yet, but he's 1.5. But, like, with Lou, I just talk to her. She's like, why do I need to eat this broccoli? And I say, like, here's the deal, dude. The reason I want you to eat the broccoli is because it's going to help you grow up strong and healthy and active and anything that you want to do, whether it's horses or, you know, singing or whatever it might be, it's going to allow you to do it as good as possible. And then I say, you know, we're allowed to have the treat foods because, of course, all kids want to do is eat treats. I'm like, we can have those, but we've got to balance it out. We can only have some of the treat foods if we have some of the good foods so that we're always staying healthy. And she gets it. And it's so interesting. It made me think, like, what has it taught me about health and wellness? That people are not stupid. They don't need to be manipulated. I think we overthink everything, and we're always trying to figure out how to manipulate a situation or how to come at a problem, and we constantly overthink things. Have you ever just tried a direct, straightforward approach? I could really, you know, telling somebody what you need or asking somebody for something that you want or explaining something without having to trump it up with a bunch of statistics and bullcrap. Like, have you ever just tried to be authentic and truthful and honest? And people always say, oh, you know, people can't handle the truth. Or here's my favorite. Mm. And I think we've talked about this before. whenever I've talked about a show, a television show or something like that, and I'll talk about the subject matter. Oh, people are, you know, the audience is stupid. They're not going to get that. It's like, really? Do you really believe that? They're not stupid. Mm. You're stupid. And the reason that the show's not working is because you underestimate their intelligence. And you know what? I'm going to give you a perfect example. And I'm not just talking about Biggest Loser. So there will be what we call an integration, right? Where an advertiser has paid to have their product on the show.
Right.
And you're supposed to walk in and go, oh, hi, guys. Are you just eating Subway or whatever? And I refuse to do that. And I was like, if there's a product that I think is a decent product, then I would want to come onto the show and say, hey, everybody, hopefully you know that X product is an advertiser on the show. You know, they share similar values that the show has. Their product is X, Y, and Z. And there you go. Give people the information. They can use it or not use it. But when you insult their intelligence and you try to pretend like it's not what it is, you shut them off, you turn them off, and I think that this is a bigger lesson in life, and I've learned this with my kids. I just tell them the truth. Have you tried, anyone? Nobody's finding this profound?
No, I truly believe in the truth, except when you use truth to hurt somebody.
But that's not truth, that's a weapon.
No, that's what I mean, but it's still a truth, but...
No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a truth. Like, I do think, yes, if somebody says to you, we've talked about this, like when there's a time to lie, like, oh, do I look fat in my wedding gown? I'm just about to walk down the aisle. Of course, you're not going to say, yes, you do.
No, but there's but there's also times when if you're making an amends to somebody, let's say an amends, you don't need to tell them, I apologize for my behavior 10 years ago. By the way, I had sex with your best friend. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's things that don't need to be, there's a truth that...
No, this is different, though.
Yeah.
This is about, I think we feel like we have to manipulate to get people to do something or to understand something. Mm. It's like if we manipulate people into thinking that this product has just appeared on American Idol.
Right, yes.
They all drink Coke or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, Coke is a sponsor of American Idol. Just say it's a sponsor of American Idol, and I think it will get you so much farther.
Then it just appears on all their
But it's like, then hands. we just drink. No one's stupid.
Yes.
Don't be stupid. Like, I feel like it's, we need to mask. We need to hide spinach in food for kids. And I used to think that was a great idea, but the reality is, like, I'll just tell Lou, hey, man, can you get through this much spinach? And you'll get a little treat, and here's why I'm asking you to eat it. And I will try to make it taste as good as possible. I will put cheese on her broccoli, or she will get a little bit of ketchup with, you know, whatever, her burger, what have you. But I'm not saying, like, it's not really about telling the truth, but it's about when you're trying to get through to somebody, or you're trying to reach them, or you're trying to persuade them, you don't need to manipulate. Mm-hmm. And it came from kids. It's like, what did you learn about health and wellness? Like, you don't need to kind of, I don't know, I think that the truth is enough sometimes. Don't underestimate people. The truth is enough. Give them the credit to understand you when you speak frankly and you speak honestly. It doesn't need to be a big show. It's like, just tell them what you think and where you're coming from and why you think it's a good idea. It's different than, it's not about per se telling the truth.
Okay.
It's about trying to persuade somebody to your point of view, and I think we always go to a place of manipulation. People do that with me all the time. So, for example, if there's a project, they'll sneak something in without telling me, and then I'll catch it and be like, why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't think you'd like it. And I was like, I don't like it, and I just caught it, so why don't you tell me why you think it has value? Like, we were doing something for the Kmart line, and there was a pair of pants in there that I didn't approve. And I was like, I don't understand how this got in here. I did not approve this pair of pants. And I was like, I don't like it. And they're like, well, and I was like, so I caught it anyway, and now I feel manipulated. So why don't you tell me why you think it's important for it to be in the line? And they're like, well, you know, in the middle of the country, and it's cold, and it's, and when they went through the whole source of logic and reason, and I was like, well, we have X amount of SKUs. If there's one pair of pants that I wouldn't wear, but you show me how it benefits so many people and how so many people wear that pair of pant, I'm going to listen and be more flexible. Do you understand? That's what I'm talking about. Like, just be straight. Just try telling the truth and see how far it gets you. I feel like no one really got the point of this segment.
Like, no. No, it makes sense.
No. No, you guys all have a blank stare on your face.
No. No, I don't. No.
Janice.
I slept with your wife.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, it's,
that was good advice.
It is good advice. It's good.
I agree.
I slept with your wife.
I think it's good advice.
Yes.
I think you're right. And similarly, it's like, I have a group of girlfriends that sometimes I find myself making excuses. Or, not lies, but like,
well,
I'm busy.
Right.
I can't go because I don't want them to get mad. But I've stopped doing that because it's like, why can't I just be like, you know what, I just don't feel like it.
Tired. I don't want to drive all the way out there or whatever.
I like your face, but I don't want to drive to Santa Monica. It's going to be an hour and a half after work. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I just
Because I don't want to deal with the guilt trip.
Just
I'm like,
give
oh,
people
well.
The credit, man. Give them the credit to respond accordingly. I think people are smart.
Yep.
Janice is right, Ellie. I thought it was really profound that no one's ever said you can just have an honest conversation with a three-year-old and they're not stupid. They'll get it. And so we'll...
Yeah. No, I think that's why I'm just so silent as I... It's really penetrating. Penetrating me. I mean, you
oof.
Know...
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jake.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I had a stomach cramp.
Okay.
Oh, God.
The world is a-changing, Janice.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, these youngsters today don't pay for cable at all. Did you know that?
I'm learning that.
I know. I've been talking about it a lot lately.
Yes, you have.
Well, I thought it would be a good entrance into our spot with our new advertiser.
Cool.
And I really want to suck up here in the event that maybe one day I will get a show on Hulu. So
Hulu.
I really don't want to mess this up. So, it's Hulu.com. All right? Now... Here's the new thing. It's called Hulu Plus, which is so much more than just Hulu, because you get access to a collection of ad-free movies and kids' content. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in the living room, on the go, with your smartphone, with your tablet, anywhere, anytime. This is the wave of the future. This is how everybody is consuming their content, as we know. And they've got all your favorites. SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Scandal, you name it. And they're starting to create their own shows. They've got one called The Wrong Mans or Behind the Mask, which is a new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm obsessed with the show.
That's fantastic.
I know. It's $7.99 a month. To tell you how much my cable bill is, by the way, it's like upwards of $100, $7.99 a month, and
wow.
You get all of it on Hulu Plus with no commercials. So you can catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, catch a great movie, stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want, whenever you want. And right now, for our listeners, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/Jillian. That's a special offer for our listeners only. So I want you to make sure you use HuluPlus.com/Jillian so you get the extended free trial. And, of course, they know we send you because then I look good in their eyes. And as I said, I might want to show there one day. That's HuluPlus.com/Jillian right now for your extended 2 week free trial.
Okay, it's call time, and Rob from Honolulu is waiting to talk.
How you doing?
Aloha. What's going on, Rob?
Not much. I had a question. So I'm in pretty decent shape myself, and a lot of people always ask me, like, what do you do and whatnot? And some people, well, they're not into the gym thing like I am. They ask me because they see all these ads about lap bands and stuff. They're like, hey, what do you think about that? And I never really know how to approach the question, so I was kind of curious how you would approach that.
This is a really tricky question because there are a lot of people who feel that, they couldn't have done it without these surgeries. I couldn't disagree more, and I don't want to take away the fact that there are people listening who may have lost a good amount of weight from these kinds of surgeries, and I don't want them to feel any less than. But with that said, if you're somebody who is on the fence about it, Here's my answer. It's dangerous. Flat out dangerous. Completely 100% dangerous. People die on the table. They get damage to nerves in their stomach that prevents them from being able to go to the bathroom, from digesting their food. They throw up. It destroys the lining of their esophagus. I mean, the list of possible repercussions physically and backlash from these types of surgeries literally goes on and on and on. And if you stop to think about what's actually happening, you know, we're removing part of somebody's stomach, we're stapling their stomach, we're wrapping wires around their stomach. It's barbaric. And it comes from a place of preaching to people's sense of apathy or weakness, where we say, oh, you know, you can't do it. You can't do it. You don't have it in you to beat this thing. You know, here, let us surgically alter you because you're not capable of change, which is the worst possible message to be sending people, and also totally and completely not the truth. And in addition, no one's learning anything. So you know what these surgeries do? They force you to eat less. It's just a diet. That's all it is. But it's a dangerous one that is, you know, obviously, as I said, has all these side effects. So it's the same exact thing as restricting your calories, but you get the side effect even of possible malnutrition because you're not able to absorb your nutrients in the way that you would before you had altered your body's natural function, your organs, your stomach. So obviously I think these things are dangerous and irresponsible. And I would want somebody, anybody out there listening who is considering this kind of surgery to know you do have the ability to do this. It's just calorie restriction. So you can restrict your calories without surgically altering your stomach. That's what it is. There's no other magic solution. That's what it does. It physically forces you to eat less by making you throw up food if you eat more. So please consider, do your research. Consider and try every other option and educate yourself about what you're going to pursue. So once you understand, because people go, oh, I've tried everything and nothing's worked. But when I speak to those people, I go, oh, are you counting your calories? No. So they don't know about how to count calories. They don't know about how to exercise properly. So, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody ever asks you about that, that's going to be your answer. Educate them about the dangers. And educate them about the facts of calories in, calories out, and then remind them and let them know that they are capable of taking this on, and it just requires the proper information so they can make the choices they're going to influence and yield strong positive results.
Thank you for input.
Thank you so much for calling, Rob.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Have a great night.
Fitness industry is booming. Huh? Did you know that?
I did.
Tis, Janice. Tis. And there's a huge demand for certified personal trainers. And you can earn a ton of money doing something that you love. NASM is one of the best certifying organizations out there. The National Academy of Sports Medicine is going to help you help others reach their fitness goals. This is so simple, guys. All you got to do to check it out is go to usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. And they're going to give you a free 14-day sneak peek to their fast and fun online program. And on top of it all, this is the hard sell. These guys are going to guarantee that you will land a job within 60 days of your certification or they'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, what do you have to lose? If it's something you've been thinking about, take that step. Give it a try. It's the greatest job. I personally love it. If you're listening to the podcast, you obviously must be passionate about the topics of health and wellness. It's so simple. 14-day free trial. If you don't get a job, you get your money back. Go to usatrainer.com now to get your NASM certification today.
From London, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Michelle's waiting for you.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. So I had a quick question.
Okay.
I'm getting married in almost 5 months.
Oh, congrats.
And thank you. And before January 1, my mom and I decided to do what we're calling Operation Wedding, which is to kind of
Oh, my God. I should do a DVD called Operation Wedding. I love it. Go on.
So we're just, we want to do our best to kind of look our best for that day.
Sure.
And so my question was more around the few weeks leading up to that. So after doing all that work and looking awesome, I don't want to do something like a workout a few days before and then... You've talked about how after a big workout, you can get swollen. So I was wondering if there's something that I could do to avoid that or what kind of exercises should I really be doing?
Oh, this is so frustrating because the next DVD we'll be releasing is called The 1 Week Shred, but it's not ready yet. And it's literally for exactly this. It's like 1 week of peaking. The most important thing is actually the diet. So the DVD comes with a diet that you have to follow that's like, I mean, very low sodium, at least 80 ounces of water a day, sodium at 1500, cutting all starch and sugar. And what that does is it just flushes out all bloat and it helps you get very lean because you're not holding, you know, you'll flush out just 5 pounds of water weight. Okay. Now, with that said, when it comes to your fitness, the key is just not to do any high intensity exercise. So anything where you're like, oh, I'm squatting with 65 pounds, or, you know, this is not the week to do something like CrossFit in particular, if you know what I mean.
Right,
because anything where you're tearing the muscles or you're injuring the muscles, because exercise is an injury. It creates micro tears and then the muscles repair and they become leaner and fitter and so on. But when you do a really hard workout, let's say with heavy weights, then your legs are going to swell a little bit. So I would use body weight only. And I would stick to more metabolic conditioning, more high-intensity cardio intervals. I would do things like, you know, hit sprints, but not hill sprints. You could do yoga. You could do boot camp. The key is to really just stay away from any workout that isolates a muscle group with heavy weights. It's not the time to go lunging across the floor with 20 pounds in each hand and then follow it up with the 45-pound squats and then follow it up with, step-ups with, a 25-pound kettlebell over your head, if you know what I mean. That the key is it's okay to do overall body workout. It's okay to use body weight, but we don't want to use heavy weights. We don't want to create any swelling or inflammation. And as long as you follow... and again, it's not that weights make you bulky. You really have to lift. I mean, the only workout that I have ever seen make women bulky is CrossFit. And that is a big part of it. I mean, they are lifting, they're into Olympic lifting, and they eat meat all day long, and they're eating, you know, that's not a dieting kind of routine. There's really no other workout I've ever seen that has made a woman develop bulkier muscles, if you know what I mean.
Okay,
But I don't want to send you away from weightlifting, but if you do some heavy weightlifting, it can create swelling for a couple of days. Again, it's only like the week prior to that event.
Okay.
And as long as you're, keeping the starch, the sugar, the alcohol, the white flours, the white grain, all that white rice, all that crap, white sugar out of your diet, drinking lots of water, keeping the salt low, and have high potassium foods like a little bit of watermelon, a little bit of banana, cucumber. It will help you flush out any excess bloat, and that will really kind of peak you for the for the big day, Operation Wedding.
Yes. That's awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure, buddy. Congratulations. I hope it's everything that you want it to be, which I'm sure it will be.
Thanks so much.
All right, sweetheart. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
I have to say, you know what's interesting? People will always say things about spinning, like, oh, spinning will bulk out my thighs. No, it does not. It absolutely does not. First of all, if you think about spinning, you're performing the exact same muscle contraction for an hour. How many reps is that? Think about that.
Like, oh, I see what you're
do you understand what I'm saying? Like, something that's going to bulk you, is something where you're lifting an extreme amount of weight, somewhere between like 1 to 6 repetitions. This is the same, even if you crank up the resistance, think about it. Every revolution is a repetition.
Right.
If you can perform thousands of repetitions in an hour, of course it's not an exercise. It's actually an endurance-based exercise. It's not going to bulk you up. It'll make you leaner. It will strengthen your quads, but it's not going to make you bulky. That's completely untrue. In fact, all the studies and all the science has suggested the exact opposite. Bikers have lean legs, but you never see a biker with big, thick quads. Never. You only get thick quads from extremely explosive, extremely intense. A sprinter might have big, thick quads.
Or a speed skater. Oh, my God. They got ham hocks.
But think, because they're having to create explosive power, and they're lifting a tremendous amount of weight if you watch the way these guys train. The only that I have ever, or the only workout I have ever seen give a woman a more masculine build, and again, I don't have any issue with that, but if for some reason you want a more feminine build, like looking lean but less muscular, the only workout I've ever seen actually do that to a woman is CrossFit. I can tell a CrossFit body a mile away.
Really?
Oh my, can't you?
No, you know what? I guess I'm not around, I'm not around CrossFit.
A mile
people.
Away. I'll meet those girls. I'm like, you do CrossFit, don't you? They're like, yeah, every time. You can tell, I've never seen a workout. It's like, it uniformly does the same thing to a body. It provided that you're like doing paleo and eating the way that they eat and what have you. But it's interesting.
Are they thick? Are they
thick? Very muscular and thick. A CrossFit body is like a thick Bob. Look how thick Bob is right now. Which again, so what? If you love, that's awesome. Then good for you. If it's not what you want, then it's not what you want. But like, they do a lot of Olympic lifting. So if you're going to be doing a lot of Olympic lifting, yeah, chances are that's what's going to make you bigger. And of course, eating a tremendous amount of food, a high amount of protein, because diet also plays a huge role.
You know what's going to be interesting, because I know CrossFit is such a fad, and what are the, I'm not going to say repercussions, because I know some people really dig it and whatever they want to do with their bodies, but I wonder in 10 years from now, what will the bodies, because you know when you work out averagely, let's say you do a combination of things, you can have this kind of lean machine. But what is the down? Who knows?
It's tough to say, because I don't know enough about, like, there are different facets of CrossFit, but my understanding is, like, there's a lot of, like, the metabolic conditioning stuff is, like, wall balls and rowing and things like that. Like, you know, whatever. But the Olympic lifting, it's tough to say. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I'm not a huge fan of the kipping, even though it's like the kipping where you swing the legs and, you know, you do 50 kipping pull-ups instead of 10, straight pull-ups, up, down. They claim it's about function. I think it's particularly challenging on the shoulders. I've heard of a lot of injuries from it. But again, people get injured during any form of exercise.
No,
I think it depends on the teacher. I've heard of people going to CrossFit and getting absolutely destroyed, and chiropractors will say, oh, I love CrossFit, it's driven up my business by 50%. But I think it depends on the teacher.
Yes.
A teacher who knows what they're doing, you're not going to get hurt. You know, there are certainly trainers that shouldn't be teaching Olympic lifting. I don't know anything about Olympic lifting. I would never presume to teach it, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing that it would be like a family lawyer doing criminal law. I don't know anything about Olympic lifting. I don't do Olympic lifting. Bob's certified in it because he loves CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So I think, with anything, it's like it depends on the teacher and what have you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's really the only type of fitness that I have ever seen truly build muscle on a female body.
Right.
And it's almost uniform. I can spot a CrossFit athlete a mile away by the way her body has developed.
Oh, it's so interesting to me. Huh. Well.
So she won't be doing CrossFit
the week before the
wedding.
She won't be doing any Olympic lift. Come on, Ma. Let's go down and do some Olympic lift.
I don't think so.
All right. We are done for the day.
All right, Manis.
Okay.
Guess what? We are back with our nationwide, critically acclaimed Maximize Your Life Tour.
Yes,
you excited?
I am.
I'm excited, too.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the press release. Ready? In my trademark no-nonsense style, Michaels uses the live in-person interactive show to connect directly with her fans.
This is true.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah. This powerful and personal event aims to help you define your goals, harness your potential, and live the life you want. Also true. Mm-hmm. And I do that.
Yes, you do.
I deliver.
Yes, you do.
I don't speak in platitudes. I am the how-to of transformation inside and out.
So?
Well, come.
Exactly.
Come.
We are coming to a town near you.
Yes, we are. Nationwide. Cities across the country. So to get tickets, information, checkout dates, and cities, just go to www.JillianMichaelsLive.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.